Now we're ready to start.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I just got out of my psychology lecture. It was so boring. I'm glad I'm done for the day. How are you doing? Did you just get out of class too?
No, I have been out of class since early this afternoon, and I have been reading this new book I just bought. Have you ever heard of the author John Grisham?
Yeah, John Grisham is a lawyer who has written a lot of books based on his knowledge and experience with the legal system, like The Client. His books are very easy to read, and they give a lot of information on how the legal system works.
Yeah, The Client is one of my favorite books. I love Mark Sway and Reggie Love, the two main characters of the novel. For an 11-year-old kid, Mark is old beyond his years, and so streetwise. John Grisham's special sense of humor has made his characters very entertaining, and the book much more interesting to read. Have you read The Chamber?
The Chamber is a pretty good book, too. The story about a grandson who tried to save the grandfather he has never really known gave me an insight on how the legal system works in the case of capital punishment. This story was somber, and it was written in a more serious tone.
John Grisham really knows how to adapt his writing style to each situation. That is probably one of the reasons for his success.
John Grisham's success is an example of the importance of education. Even though his parents were poor and did not have a decent education, his mother put a lot of emphasis on his education and pushed him to go to college.
I have to agree with you on that. Education is one of the best tools to achieve success in life. That is the reason why we're still in school, right?
Right. But why the sudden interest in John Grisham, Lisa?
Well, I read his first book and I found it very interesting. So I kept on reading his books. I already have a collection of all his work.
He has written at least 20 books. Did you read all of them? Did you have that much free time?
No, I only read his legal fiction books. I have not touched any of his non-legal fiction and his non-fiction books.
Oh, it is almost 3 o'clock. I need to run or I will miss the bus. See you later, Lisa.
Bye, Jackie. Talk to you later.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I just got out of my psychology lecture. It was so boring. I'm glad I'm done for the day. How are you doing? Did you just get out of class too?
No, I have been out of class since early this afternoon, and I have been reading this new book I just bought. Have you ever heard of the author John Grisham?
Yeah, John Grisham is a lawyer who has written a lot of books based on his knowledge and experience with the legal system, like The Client. His books are very easy to read, and they give a lot of information on how the legal system works.
Yeah, The Client is one of my favorite books. I love Mark Sway and Reggie Love, the two main characters of the novel. For an 11-year-old kid, Mark is old beyond his years, and so streetwise. John Grisham's special sense of humor has made his characters very entertaining, and the book much more interesting to read. Have you read The Chamber?
The Chamber is a pretty good book, too. The story about a grandson who tried to save the grandfather he has never really known gave me an insight on how the legal system works in the case of capital punishment. This story was somber, and it was written in a more serious tone.
John Grisham really knows how to adapt his writing style to each situation. That is probably one of the reasons for his success.
John Grisham's success is an example of the importance of education. Even though his parents were poor and did not have a decent education, his mother put a lot of emphasis on his education and pushed him to go to college.
I have to agree with you on that. Education is one of the best tools to achieve success in life. That is the reason why we're still in school, right?
Right. But why the sudden interest in John Grisham, Lisa?
Well, I read his first book and I found it very interesting. So I kept on reading his books. I already have a collection of all his work.
He has written at least 20 books. Did you read all of them? Did you have that much free time?
No, I only read his legal fiction books. I have not touched any of his non-legal fiction and his non-fiction books.
Oh, it is almost 3 o'clock. I need to run or I will miss the bus. See you later, Lisa.
Bye, Jackie. Talk to you later.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.